I'm so thankful for our partnership with the Spot Athletics in Columbus, Ohio. Our offices and our studios are here, and because of our partnership, I get to offer you 10% off of any of their sport and life programs. That goes for athletes, that goes for adults, 10%. All you have to do is go to thespotathletics.com/get-started and enter code UNSCRIPTED10 in the comments. That's all you got to do. thespotathletics.com/get-started, enter UNSCRIPTED10 in the comments, and they'll get you started today. When the storm's out, you run in the rain. Put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Stay unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. Hey, that's all I know so far. Hey, that's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. And I will be with you till the world blows up. All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios at the Spot Athletics in Columbus, Ohio. You know, I do an episode where I interview someone else. I don't like to be interviewed. I don't want to be interviewed. I don't like to have solo podcasts, but I feel like this is important. And I also feel like maybe a bucket list item is to do a TED Talk one day. So if you can bear with me today, today is my TED Talk. Let me give a little background. The other night I was driving down to our offices at the Spot Athletics and I had this moment of complete clarity. And there were like five things that in my head, I just recorded to memory. As soon as I got to the spot, I went to the whiteboard in our office and I wrote these down because I didn't want to lose them. I didn't want to miss the moment. And I don't know where that comes from. You know, I'm a man of faith. I believe that I know where that comes from. If you're not, that's cool too. But I think we have moments of clarity in our life when, gosh, we just receive a message. And so I wrote them down and I put them on the whiteboard and I'm going to leave it on the whiteboard maybe forever. I don't know, as long as we don't need that whiteboard. But here they are. So I want to run you through these five things today. A little different episode today, but I want to run you through these five things. And I want to tell a little background story behind each one. Thanks for listening. Thanks for believing in us. This is all that I know so far. To quote the great philosopher Pink, this is all I know so far. Number one, if you believe in yourself, bet on yourself. Okay. Push away from the table when respect is no longer being served. If you believe in yourself, look, God created you for something. And if you're in a place, in a position, a job, in a moment in your life where you know you're not where you believe you should be, where you're not fully alive, bet on yourself. I mean, we all have financial issues. We all have financial obligations. We have family obligations. We have things that we have to do. I get that. But man, life is brief. In the last 2 months, I've said goodbye to two of my closest friends. Life's brief, y'all. Like, seriously, I don't know how else to say it. Life's too short. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. And maybe that's why I'm doing this today. I don't know. Life's short. Don't spend another minute doing something that you know you're better than, something that you were created for and something that you believe you were born to do. Whatever that means, if that means working two jobs, I don't know where this is going to land today, but I just know don't spend another day doing something that you believe that you were not meant to do. Do what you're meant to do. Number two. If someone believes in you, return their belief and double it. When I was growing up, my mom used to, you know, that was back in the days when people would bring a meal or bring a loaf of bread or biscuits or muffins or something. Anytime we would get something at our house, my mom used to always say, you don't return a plate empty. So if somebody brought, let's just say it was a plate of muffins to our house for whatever reason, she always said, don't return it empty. So she had this thing where she would, you know, cook something else up, put it on that same plate, and then return it. And honestly, it was double what whoever brought that to us was. And so I guess I've always been raised and believe that when somebody believes in you, when somebody gifts you, when somebody cares about you, return it, but just don't return it empty. Return it double. Give them back more than they gave you. Number three, remember God believed in you first. You know, one of the things I hear a lot in my life is that, you know, in order to love God, in order to love others, we have to love ourselves. And I'm going to be honest, like, seriously, this is my TED talk, y'all. I don't know that I love myself. The fact that God believed in me enough that I was breech and I had the umbilical cord around my neck, and yet today I'm here. God believed in me enough for me to be here today. So God believed in you before you even believed in yourself. God wrote your name on his heart before you believed in yourself. Before anyone in your life said, hey, I'm proud of you, I believe in you, God believed in you. God believed in you before you believed in yourself. Number four, stay kind. Look, someone somewhere needs you to be who they believe you are. Let me say that again. Someone somewhere needs you to be who they believe you are. We live in a social media world. We live in a Kardashian world. We live in a world where it's really easy on Facebook and social media and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and all these places to create this world where it may not even be real, but it's what people believe because it's what they see. But here's the thing. One day you're going to run into one of those people. And are you who they think you are? Are you who they believe you are? And we can be really kind on social media, and we can also be horrible. But I think a lot of us try to be really kind on social media. But if I spent 24 hours with you, would I see who you are on social media? A quick story. I was in Cleveland last weekend with one of my heroes, Mark Price. And what I witnessed in the hours that I spent with Mark was that every security guard, usher, worker at the arena where he used to play remembered his name. And he remembered them. He remembered their stories and they remembered his. He treated them with kindness. My point in that in saying that we have opportunity, and when we have opportunity, I hope we are who we are on social media. It's the highest compliment you can give yourself, and it's the greatest honor you can give those that believe in you. Be who you are on social media, good, bad, or otherwise. Be who you are on social media, and stay kind. Mark was kind, and as I witnessed him just care about these people that are just doing a job, loving their job, I was so reminded that, man, a little kindness goes a really long way in this world. Last but not least, stay humble. Like, I don't know how to say, you are who you are today because someone somewhere believed in you. I mean, I can list many stories. And I will in my book, not a plug. There's a book coming. I've had so many people believe in me. Even today, as if you're listening to this, you've believed in me. And I want you to know that that doesn't go unnoticed. It doesn't go forgotten. Anybody that takes a little bit of time out of their drive to work or on the treadmill or somewhere that they're listening to this, you believed in me. Stay humble. We can go viral. I've gone viral twice. Again, book coming later. But I didn't lose sight of the fact that, like, man, I can't explain viral. I don't know how that happens. I'm not smart enough, wise enough, or bright enough to know why viral happens. I've done it twice in my life, and it was really cool. But at the end of the day, I didn't lose sight of the fact that I am not that moment. I'm just a dude. And if you're listening to this today, you have believed in a dude. And I appreciate that. Stay humble, because you are who you are because someone believed in you, and you all have believed in me. And thank you for that. There's much more to come from Unscripted. Like I said, I've got a book, two actually. Part one is written. Part one is about my mom, my dad, my sister, my bride, my kids, and that will be out hopefully soon. Part two is my story. I've lived a life, and if I don't wake up in the morning, I need you to know this. Like, I have lived a life from throwing out first pitches at opening day in Cleveland to sitting with my hero at a basketball game last Friday. I have lived. I have so many stories. I hope to share them with you all one day. But if I never get that opportunity, just know I lived. I've loved my life. I have had an incredible life. And again, I want to stay humble in the fact that, man, none of that was from me. That goes back to point number three. God believed in me. And for whatever reason, I want to make sure that point two, I pay it back twice as much. So I hope you enjoy the podcast. I know we're not putting out as many episodes as we used to. There's a lot of things happening right now that are all really good. But thank you for believing in Unscripted. Thank you for believing in me. Let me give you those five really quick again. Number one, if you believe in yourself, bet on yourself. Number two, if someone believes in you, return that belief double. Number three, remember God believed in you first. Four, stay kind. Someone somewhere needs you to be who they believe you are. And five, stay humble. You are who you are today because someone somewhere believed in you. I appreciate you all. We'll be back with another episode soon. Thanks for listening to Unscripted.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Unscripted Podcast with your host, Aaron Conrad. Be sure to like, share, and follow on all your favorite podcast platforms.
Also, make sure to check out our song, When I Think About You, on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you enjoy your favorite songs.
We'll see you next time on Unscripted
with Aaron Conrad.